You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
Dragon's Lair, the fantasy adventure where you become a valiant knight on a quest to rescue the fair princess from the clutches of an evil dragon. You control the actions of a daring adventurer finding his way through the castle of a dark wizard who has infested it with treacherous monsters and obstacles. In the mysterious caverns below the castle, your odyssey continues against the awesome forces that oppose your efforts to reach the dragon's lair. Lead on, adventurer. Your quest awaits.
Man, I got us a deal. I told you, 50-50 all the way down the line. Well, I'm gonna split it with you, man. 50-50 all the way, man. Just like I said I would. Look, it's on him, man. The whole bet's on Attila.
Wrong bet.
Ah! This dude's gonna kill your ass, man.
No. You gotta listen to the way people talk. You don't say affirmative or some shit like that. You say, no problemo. And if someone comes off to you with an attitude, you say, eat me. And if you want to shine them on, it's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, knives and stabbing weapons.
No. It's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, knives and stabbing weapons.
No! Listen, be very careful, okay? It's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, knives and stabbing weapons.
Hey, goddammit, what's your problem? Goddammit!
Listen, be very careful, okay? It's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista.
No, don't do it!
Knives and stabbing weapons.
No! Odin!
No.
Dammit! Where the hell did you do that?
It's hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, knives and stabbing weapons.
No!
It's hasta la vista, baby.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
Trust me on this.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yes!
And if someone gets upset, you say, chill out. Or you could do combination.
Chill out, knives and stabbing weapons.
Get real.
Chill out, Dickwad.
That's great. See, you're getting it.
No problemo.
Doing the show again after 3 long weeks.
Seems longer.
Yeah, obviously we didn't remember how to do the show at the beginning of the show. So this long ass delay. I don't know.
What's with that laugh that's there in the background?
Steven's here. Ah! Steven, the pop culture zealot.
You decided to show up, Steven.
Oh yeah.
He showed up during the intro. So actually it was good that we took forever to get started. Yes. Hey
yeah,
everyone.
A little few minutes late, but
hey, it's no big deal. We're back.
Because now on my shit list.
Uh-oh, what happened?
He goes, you know, we're having trouble getting shit together because I'm having mic problems and you're having a little software glitch. And he goes, you take 3 weeks off and forget how everything works? So I wrote, "Fuck you, Credo," and he wrote, "Hee hee," and I wrote, "No, seriously."
good times! Hey, we're back and we're ornery! No, but seriously, guys, sorry for the long break. You know, we had the holidays, we had Christmas, New Year's.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Oh, Happy New Year, Steven, 2009. Was there another holiday in there? Huh?
Just Christmas.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, we had Kwanzaa. I celebrated.
I got my Daishiki. I said I would last year. I got it this year.
We had the Mulberry Clip Show last week. Did you ever get to hear that, Steven?
I haven't listened to it yet.
But Bill mentions wearing a Daishiki on the show. That might have been 2 years ago, Bill. I don't know. I can't remember.
But I got it this year. I actually... Oh, and in the chat room, I said I would give anybody $10 who could name the theme that was in the intro after our little Knives and Stabbing Weapons bit, and everyone's asking Sequest, but no, I'm sorry, guys. That was Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World with the incredibly hot Jennifer O'Dell.
Yes, it was this bad syndicated show with dinosaurs
and
stuff.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. It only lasted like 2 seasons.
I loved it, though. I watched it every time it was on. It would, like,
I would watch that. It was funny because there was 2 in a row. It was that and then Pensacola Wings of Gold.
Oh, now that was awful.
That was terrible.
They still play
it
that.
It had James Brolin in it.
Ugh.
They repeat that Lost World every now and again on Sci-Fi.
I need to check that out, yo.
God, that Jennifer O'Dell was
They need
hot.
To go into a vault and remaster that shit in high def, man. I bet those
there was
rappers
a really
look
hot
awesome.
Chick on that Pensacola show, too, a blonde.
Pensacola. It makes me crave Pepsi. Ever since I was a kid, I always thought it sounds too much like Pepsi Cola. You
Speaking
know?
Of Pepsi Cola, what's with this friggin' revamped label? They all look so stupid.
Hey, wait, I forgot. Hey, we have Steven, the pop culture zealot. Here is Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. Can I just say that right away, guys? How was your holidays and everything? Wasn't it great this year?
Good times.
Fantastic, yeah. Wasn't it?
Good. I had some family visit. Got to have my second visit with my sister's new boyfriend, who's a very nice guy, Eric. And my
Shout
sister Shannon came up for New Year's since she couldn't come up for Christmas. So we
Sweet.
Hung out and made fun of Dick Clark all night.
Oh, poor Dick Clark.
I know. You feel so bad making fun of it, but you can't help it because I think he's actually lost his mind. Because he just kept messing up, saying shit that had nothing to do with anything.
When is it okay?
Go, oh, never mind.
It's kind of like Pat Summerall, you know, with John Madden. Like, when do you go, thinking maybe you should hang it up.
Yeah.
But when do you? You just let him keep going. And, hey, good for Dick Clark. He's only on TV once a year, right?
Yep.
Even if
well,
he's...
Yes.
Thank God for that.
And I, you know, I saw something like on The View. They were like, he still looks so young. I was like, oh, now shut up. Just stop lying. He does not.
I was teasing my mom New Year's
he
Eve.
He still looks like a teenager.
Yeah, she was like, he looks so young. And I was like, well, don't you know why? And she's like, no, why? And I said, well, he owns all of Mexico,
it's
basically.
Because his face is paralyzed. That's why.
He's got groups of Mexican whores that he keeps in prison.
Huh?
He impregnates them. And then whenever they have babies, he drinks the baby's blood. And
oh
that's how
God.
He stays young, from baby's blood. And she's like, no way.
Dick Clark is the chupacabra, basically.
My mom totally fell for it for like 5 seconds.
She fell for it. But that'd be a great Christmas holiday movie or something.
They catch the chupacabra
like
and it's
Black
Chris Dick Clark.
It's Dick Clark. Holy shit, it's Dick Clark! But seriously, hey, I'm glad we're back. And I'd say that the holiday package is pretty successful. You know, we got a lot of takers in the first week, and it kind of dropped off after that. But
Kinda.
I was like...
Yeah, I'd like to thank everyone who donated and tell everyone who didn't to bite my ass.
It's about like the box office results of Grindhouse, I think. You know, we released it over a holiday. It's probably the worst week to release something, but it's all right. You know, the main thing is this, Bill. I'd say we did pretty well, especially, you know, I think we know that ourselves that there are people that would actually pay for a product that we do. It's very cool to realize that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But another thing is just like our free shows that we do all the time, nobody tells us what they think of the shit when it's done. You know, there's like five people in the forum that will, but it's like we know that more than five people got the thing and, you know, you donated to us and that was awesome. But I'm curious to what you thought of the shows. You know, let us know.
Yeah, it was funny. What was it on our last show that we released? The Frayed Knot show, it was like we were up to almost like 60 views or something and absolutely no replies. And I was like, what the hell is wrong with you people? You look and then you go, oh, well.
It's like,
that's it.
Meh.
I mean, we have our good ones. I mean, Swiley comes through like a champ. Week after week with everything. JSR used to... He was running for Swiley's title, but I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, basically, He tried to keep up with Swiley, and then he realized, I think, that it's like, dude, how the hell does he do this every week? I can't do this. But, I mean, we appreciate his what he did. And I don't expect somebody
what we get, I guess,
to go into that. I completely appreciate it. But it's just like, at the same time, it's like, so what did you guys think of this? did you like it? But I assume you liked everyone who basically donated and got the holiday package liked it, I hope.
Yeah, and I hope the people that haven't will give it a chance still, because
even if you thought it was a ripoff,
my favorite show is the Score show.
Well, thanks. I had a lot of fun listening to the Left 4 Dead audio, just like all the sound effects and stuff. But
In the chat room says they're a bunch of slackers. No doubt. I mean, really, we have some of the laziest fans ever.
I got to tell you, the first week, you know, before the holiday package, I was like editing the shit out of that show and posting all of the shows to go in the package and doing all that. When we did our last show, episode 147, I was like, I'm done. I don't even have to mess with the show or think about it. And I honestly didn't.
Yeah,
think about it. Wasn't thinking anything about the show. And then this week, like on Monday, it's like, oh, we're going to do a show this Friday. And I started thinking of ideas, and I was like, oh, I'll do an intro to get back into it and stuff. So
yeah, and you got it done pretty early.
Yeah, so we're back, and we're here talking about film, television, and pop culture, right? And one of the websites that we frequent, Bill, often, you pointed out to me, it's called Holy Taco.
Love those guys.
Mostly they link like any hot pictures of chicks somewhere on the web, like some actress on the beach or something, but they also have funny, goofy stuff. One of my favorite things they ever did was, like, you know, they have the lol cats, the laugh out loud cats, the stupid cat pictures where they say stupid shit. Gotta hate that. They had lol old people, like laugh out loud.
I thought that was hilarious.
And it was like old people, like me, die soon or something. It's like an old guy sitting in a wheelchair or something. It was like supposed to be cute, like, oh, those old people, those critically ill old people.
The only one that I didn't see in the lol old people was the one of the guy that's actually wearing the Walmart bag. You ever see that picture?
Yes. I love it. Well, this sometimes they show us interesting news stories. Like, remember the one about the hamburger buns in the bathroom at some hamburger place?
Yummy.
Yeah.
That was a great one. Well, this week they have one. It's the biggest non-story you've ever heard. You know, they do throwaway stories on the news where it's just like, what is the friggin' point of this story? It's just
the
like
human interest stuff they like, always throw in at the end to fill out time.
Somewhere in this town, wherever this local news, it's some CBS affiliate or whatever, I'm sure somebody's dying, someone's catching on fire, something, but they run this retarded story. Let's check it out. It's awesome.
Woman bites dog. Not a headline you see every day.
But the woman you're about to meet says she does exactly that every day. Andrea Minetti is in Auburn and explains her rare ritual.
This is Riley. His owner seems to be sensible, but there's just one thing. A bite.
What?
Followed by a kiss.
You tail wagger. Are you tail wagger?
Sounds bizarre, but for Kathy Partok, nibbling her Cocker Spaniel Riley is a daily ritual.
Every morning we wake up, you know, I just give him a little bite.
Is that a euphemism for something
she
else?
She started the first day she brought Riley home as a puppy. That was six years ago, and now, if she forgets to chomp, he gets upset.
He'll kind of follow me around, and he'll scratch, hey, are we okay? I'm like, you didn't get your bites this morning.
And when gone, her husband Dave is left to do the dirty work.
We talk telepathically,
the
too.
The devoted owner insists Riley is perfectly
I know exactly what he wants.
Not a bit bothered by the biting.
It's just a little, you
she
know,
doesn't bite me. Poor
it's
husband.
Just a little teeth touching.
What they don't tell you is that she rubs peanut
bite.
Butter on her
but
genitalia for the
first Kathy's the first to admit.
They can't cover that on the evening news.
Odd. I mean, none of my friends bite their dogs.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. One time I got a tick stuck between my teeth.
But it's what mommy dogs do with puppies, so.
Sure, so it fits.
Yeah.
Kathy's unusual display of affection has now garnered some national attention.
Why?
In fact, Bear will appear on a talk show later this week.
What? Arsenio?
No, you know, I know exactly the talk show it's going to be.
Sinbad have a show now?
That Mike and Juliet.
Oh, God.
That syndicated piece of crap.
And anyway, back to the news. A family of five has just burned to death in their cows. We'll be right back. I love how they always do that. Yeah. So what the hell was the point of that story? Nothing. This lady love bites her dog every morning, and that made the news. Not only that, the lady's gaining national attention, and she's going to go on a friggin' talk show.
I think that it's actually a ruse for PETA to get a hold of her and take her out.
Nice. I think
okay, so at least now we know to avoid her because she's certifiable.
Yeah, she's...
Well, somebody married her.
Certifiable psycho.
I have a feeling he married her before she started biting her dog.
I just don't get it, but I'm trying to think, did everybody...
And don't even get why it's newsworthy.
It's not at all, but hey, we got to cover it on this show because that's what we do.
I can see why we cover it, but why would a regular news cover?
So did everybody get cool stuff for Christmas pretty much?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I got some Blu-rays and stuff, but Steven, did you get your house? When are you going to move in?
Still working on the paperwork.
Jeez,
paperwork
sucks.
Taken forever.
When we went to sign paperwork
supposedly
for our
by the
house,
24th of this month, I closed.
Nice. When we closed, we were in that office forever signing papers initially. I couldn't believe when I finally got keys. I was like, "Oh my God!"
What's weird is you know it's all being transported between the company that is the mortgage company is in Alaska.
Why?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm back on.
Well, guys, you know what?
No, it's just weird. I mean, I just keep shooting mail back and forth.
So you just have to be patient, yeah. All right, well, let us know. Let's check out what's going on in entertainment. All right, what's going on in entertainment? Hey, we've been on vacation. I have no friggin' clue. I know, Gran Torino came out today, right?
Yes.
Did it come out today?
I think so, nationally. It has been out in, like, those little, you know, the
art house
market or
and
whatever.
It's been online for about a month.
Now, have you seen it, Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Is it great stuff?
I'm sorry, you caught me while I was drinking.
sorry, no problem.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it.
You know, one thing I've seen, it's got plenty of good reviews and stuff like that. I saw one person gave it a bad review. It's called it, "Hey, You Kids, Get Off My Lawn, The Movie."
Well, you know, I think people do that just to get notoriety of saying that. Like, hey, look at me. Look how clever and funny I am.
Look at my funny headline. Woo!
Clint Eastwood does a lot of, like groaning and codgeriness in it. But
yeah, it looks like that's
more than that.
That's the character he's playing. I really want to see it. I love Clint Eastwood. And let's see. This movie called The Unborn has come out. And it looks
like a People's Choice Award winner.
Yeah, it's got the girl from Cloverfield, Odette something. But anyway, the thing I wanted to comment on, as I was going to ask you, Bill, and I forgot to ask you, have you seen the international movie poster for this movie? The international
The Unborn?
Version. Yeah, because it's her standing there in her underwear, and it's like this ass shot that's just ridiculous. It's kind of like, come see this movie. Check this ass out. And it's supposed to be a horror movie, but all you're looking at is her ass on the
oh,
poster.
Oh, yeah, I just saw it. Nice ass cleavage.
Yeah, so basically, it's like, no, I can't go see it. I kind of want to now because of this ass, but no, I'm not. And for some reason, David Goyer, he writes screenplays to movies like Blade, The Dark Knight. I think he co-wrote that, or didn't Christopher Nolan write The Dark Knight? I'm thinking of Batman Begins or something. I don't know. Maybe he
No, it was The Dark Knight.
He did both of them.
He's credited on it. I don't know what he had to do with it.
It's probably multiple writers, stuff like that. But the thing is, when he directs movies such as Blade 3 Trinity, and now this, apparently he sucks ass, right?
Oh, he's terrible.
Yeah, he's not good.
It's funny, he can be involved with good movies, but anything he's directly involved in sucks.
Yeah. And so he was pretty much in control of the scripts to Blade. I figured he pretty much was the reason Blade, the first one, and I love the second one, were good. And then he gains control of the third one, and it's horrible. It's just so lame. And I don't care if Ryan Reynolds has funny dialogue in it. The movie sucks. You know?
It was terrible. Hold on, I need to put in my iPod earbuds before I talk any longer.
Before I fight vampires.
Yeah.
I need to cover my ears up where I can't hear anything while I'm fighting. Like, that makes any sense at all.
I mean, listen to the movies he's been involved in, just as a producer. Kickboxer 2.
Awesome. Mm.
Sleepwalkers, the TV series. That was based on that Stephen King thing.
Holy shit, there's a TV series based on that?
Yeah. It had Bruce Greenwood in it. It was like 9 episodes long. It was a miniseries, I think.
Wow. I like Kickboxer. That's probably the best one so far.
Yeah, but it's Kickboxer 2.
Wow.
You know, and Blade, he was involved with that Threshold, that horrible show that started out promising and then after the first episode went to shit.
Yeah, they should have done it as a procedural, since it was on CBS, then it would have worked.
Yeah, and Peter Dinklage wasn't being used to his ability.
No, he wasn't. Ah, yes, the birth of that.
It gave us a good drop.
Not being used to my ability.
I mean, Goyer is just involved in crap. I'm just looking through it. It's crap, crap after crap. Death Warrant, Kickboxer 2, Demonic Toys, Puppet Masters.
Oh, come on, Death Warrant, that was awesome. That was Van Damme in prison, wasn't it? Awesome.
Yeah, it was. But you know what? Again, he stepped in.
Okay.
He continues to step in shit and come out smelling like a rose every yeah. few movies. Because, you know, he was involved in Dark City, which is a classic. You know, involved
right, that's
in Blade, Batman Begins.
And then he's like, you know what? I'm going
to
direct a movie.
He's
going
to direct
no.
again. I think I figured it out watching Christopher Nolan.
Can you see the marketing people? They're like, okay, we can't sell this movie based on the horror because it totally sucks. Let's just focus on this girl's ass for the poster. They're like, yeah, sold. Let's do it.
Oh, that's so Hollywood nowadays.
Awesome. So
I mean, she's got a great ass, but you know how many times that thing's probably been... It's probably not even her ass.
It's an airbrushed ass. It's some artist. It's friggin' what's-his-face. Whatever. I need some brain food.
That guy.
Yeah, you know, that guy. The guy, Steven.
The one that does, like, the European... The vacation movie
he
posters.
He did, like, Goonies and... Or Frank Frazetta. Okay, let's do that. No, I'm thinking of the other guy, Drew. Bill.
Frank Frazetta.
Frank Frazetta. You know, the guy who did Star Wars, Goonies, and all that stuff.
Yeah, that
Indiana
guy.
Indiana Jones. Come on, somebody help me in the... I'm blinking here. And I'm going to sit here.
The chat room's on like a 30-second delay. So.
We'll know in a second. But anything else? When's the Oscars going to happen? Somebody remind me of that. Is that March
February?
Or something?
February.
March.
I was wondering this. Should we even do an Oscar show this year? Does anyone care?
God, or? No. I do not want to sit there for 4 hours again. I just want to watch it.
I know. Enjoy it. It's if people really want us to do it, we'll think of something. But maybe do
a wrap-up. I have to take that back. I probably won't enjoy it. But,
there's moments of gold in that, but still.
Well, this year they're having Hugh Jackman host it.
Nice. I can't wait to check that out. Okay, it's going to be a commercial for Wolverine during the whole thing. Don't forget, guys, I'm in Wolverine.
My new movie drops.
All right, let's check out what's on our TiVo. No. No. Steven, how are you doing over there?
Good.
I'm doing pretty good.
Is he keeping his eyes open?
Yeah, I'm awake.
Okay, now, Patrick Swayze was... They did a Barbara Walters special with Patrick Swayze talking about...
Pancreatic cancer.
Living with cancer and stuff.
Basically saying goodbye.
It is really a bummer, and I have some of it, and I'm not meant to drag the show down, okay? So let's just listen to this and don't get depressed, okay?
You're finished. You're dying. It's over. It's 5 weeks. It's 1 month.
First of all, what kind of way is that? It's like, screw you, Babs. What the hell kind of way is that to start an interview? Okay, we got to hurry with this interview because you might be dead by the end of
it. You're
finished.
Now, you're over. You're dead. 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 seconds.
So thanks a lot, bitch.
See you next Tuesday, bitch.
Watch me. You watch what I pull off.
I'm very specific and very explicit when I'd be laying on a bathroom mat, curled up, going, you son of a, you are not going to beat me.
If anybody had that cure out there, like so many people swear to me they do, you'd be two things. You'd be very rich and you'd be very famous. Otherwise, shut up.
That's one thing I'm not going to do is chase
staying alive. I'm not going to, you know, what, you'll spend so much time chasing staying alive, you won't live. You know? I want to live.
I like to believe that I've got a lot of guardian warriors sitting on my shoulder, including my dad. And so I'm trying to shut up and let my angel speak to me and tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, okay, so he's lost his mind.
Yeah. Thankfully, it cut away before they started in with the cheesy music to make us at home cry. But, yeah, the thing about Barbara Walters, I don't know if she feels that she's getting the word out on Swayze, everyone. He's not dead yet or whatever. But the questions that she asks are so ridiculous. And unfortunately, I don't have a clip of this, but this week Tom Cruise was on The View. And I can't believe I forgot to make a clip of this, Bill. I meant to.
It's
but,
okay. I mean, it was really just her throwing a softball question at him because
she was asking Tom Cruise.
He wasn't
about
there
John
to promote
son.
Anything. Valkyrie's already been in the theater for a couple weeks, and this was airing It was supposed to air on Friday,
right?
But that because of the Barack Obama thing, it's going to air on Monday or something,
right? And so she was asking him like, "How do you feel? What do you feel about John Travolta's son dying?" First of all, stupid question.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Oh, it's tragic. It's tragic.
And it's the wrong question.
It's
sad. It's like, it's like, I know you're friends with John. How are things going with him now?
It's like, well, he's devastated.
Right. I mean, but there's a little different way to ask a question.
That's what I hate about shows like this. People have
to
ask,
to support him? Have you talked with him? And
now your loved one has died. How do you feel? Oh, great. Thanks for asking.
Best thing that happened to me this week.
Any more stupid questions, Barbara? Well, will you be sad when someone else dies you love? Yeah, I'll be sad.
I will.
Another question, bitch.
Well, I mean, the whole reason why he's on there is because there's all this controversy about Jet Travolta had autism.
Right.
And they're saying, no, no, he didn't have autism. He had Kawasaki disease. You know, he ran around the house making rum, 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 rum sounds.
God, so bad.
I know, I couldn't help it.
Kawasaki
disease
is a blood disease, right?
Kawasaki disease affects children, babies, for about 2 months of their lives.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Stephen. It's not a disease that you live with.
Yeah, it's nothing you live with, so you can't.
So basically, they're not telling us what he had. Not autism, but epilepsy. Maybe he had that.
Well,
or no, didn't he?
Definitely. Did you look at him? He looked like he had autism.
Right.
I mean, he had kind of the Jack Elam kind of. Not crazy eyes, but just kind of out there look. Like there's something else going on. But
right. Yeah, and I never knew.
Let's say that he
problems.
Did have autism. Okay. One, Scientology does not believe that autism is. You know, they believe they can cure autism, just like they believe they can cure gayness and dyslexia and whatever else can ail a person. So I guess the controversy is that they didn't give him any medication to treat the autism because they don't believe in any sort of drug that can affect brain chemicals because they don't believe in chemical imbalances.
Right, right. And so they've kind of gone on the defensive. And
yeah.
I don't know if Travolta or his wife have responded at all, have they? They're probably busy.
No,
being
they
very
haven't.
Sad.
They sent Tom Cruise out.
And you know what? Who else is Lisa Marie Presley, I heard, was commenting on it. Because
oh, you know who else they sent out is that the press agent for Scientology, that
right.
Wacko yeah. that was in the BBC Panorama special, that Tommy Davis that stalked the BBC reporter.
Right, and basically what they're trying to tell is, like, if you're sick, you go to the doctor. We do, too. That's what it is. But no one's asking him the real question, which is, did they do that with their son, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what is Scientology?
Well, Barbara Walters asks the dumbest question. It's like, it has nothing to do with anything. She says, okay, so is it true that Scientologists don't believe in medication and don't go to doctors? Like, what? Where the hell did that come
that,
from?
That sounds like a pre-made question, so he can answer it.
Did
no, that's
Scientology
not true, Barbara.
Feed that to you directly?
Right.
She couldn't outright. Like, oh, no, it's the opposite, in fact. We encourage people to go get their physical and take medication and take care of themselves.
Now, Tom, I don't understand Ritalin. Do you? Yes, I do understand Ritalin. You
it's
know,
a street drug. You're glib.
It's like, Barbara, you're being glib. I mean, I think that's really sad. The guy lost his son and everything. Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, there's a thing with Jehovah's Witnesses where they don't believe in for a long time. I know that they've kind of tricked things up because there's been a big deal about it is they don't believe in blood transfusions.
Yeah.
And there have been people in the past who've needed blood transfusion. Like, we need to give your son a blood transfusion. It's like, I'm sorry, our religion, we do not believe in doing that. So we're just going to pray and hope he pulls through. It's like, I'm telling you right now, your son's not going to pull through. I mean, not just Scientology. In other religions, they have stupid shit like this. And the doctors are standing there banging his head in the wall like, just let me do it.
It's their own retarded dogma.
Yeah.
Antipsychotic drugs.
Yeah, that's what – I guess if you have autism, you can't take a drug that affects your brain.
That's what it is. They don't believe in psychiatry, right? They think it's a horrible kind of barbaric thing that people are being drilled into the skull.
You
want to
know why. It's because Scientology is based on psychiatry. L. Ron Hubbard created Scientology out of psychiatry and hypnosis. That's
you
what those auditing sessions
are.
You
don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Right.
The auditing session is basically you going over a bad memory that has somehow affected your thetan, and you work through it in different ways until the E-meter registers that you're clear. It's psychiatry. It's like going to a psychiatrist, laying on a couch and telling them all your problems and rehashing the problem so you can work through it.
So is it like by going against it, you're saying that doesn't work, what we do does work?
Exactly. It's L. Ron Hubbard's own way of stopping the people from realizing that what they're doing is actually psychiatry.
Wow. Well, you know, that's really sad about Travolta's son and all that stuff. So on a good, let's go ahead and move on to happy stuff. Patrick Swayze's dying and John Travolta's son died.
Yeah, and you know what? He'll probably be dead within the next 3 weeks because he just got admitted to the hospital for pneumonia. His body's already weak and he's not going to be able to fight the pneumonia.
Oh, what? This is a bummer.
And he just got a new TV show.
Yeah, the, well, luckily I don't know how many episodes they've shot of it. So.
No, it was a miniseries. I think he's completed it, so it's okay. But Adam Carolla was on Leno. By the way, I don't think Adam Carolla's funny. I mean,
no, he's not.
Not really. He just kind of gets on my nerves. He may do stuff that's funny. Like
He's
been involved with funny things.
But I honestly, any other comedian, I'll watch them instead. But he was on Leno sitting next to Queen Latifah, and he's doing my shtick where I say every year, where the hell are the flying cars, basically, right? But then he mentioned something.
He's doing the flying car bit?
Yeah, and he kind of slips into other stuff, and it's not really funny, but then he kind of mentions no fat people are in the future, supposedly, and he's sitting next to Queen Latifah, who's...
ginormous. Who's,
she's voluptuous, as they say.
She's doing
the let's check this out.
I'm saying, she's doing the meals.
Right, but here the thing here is it just feels uncomfortable, this whole thing. Listen... I have a feeling Jay Leno wanted to leave.
Are you looking forward to the new year? Is this going to be?
No, I'm angry. I'm angry about the new year.
Why?
What really?
I grew up in the 70s, and I would watch these Chuck Heston movies where the future, you know, I thought I'd be driving a hovercraft and having sex with a robot by now, you know? The future really is just to pump your own gas, and we have dude stewardesses.
Right.
And the guy from Blade Runner has an earring.
Didn't you guys think it would be better than this?
What? There was everyone wore jumpsuits. There was no denim. There was no fat people. Right. It was awesome.
Right.
No. You're full figured.
Talk about
it. Yeah, you're a mocha grande latte.
I'm gonna let you hang yourself.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
What other stuff don't we have?
Yeah.
We don't have brown dresses.
Yeah, brown dresses.
We don't have hair extensions.
Right.
We don't have them.
Whoa! Does that mean everybody knows she has hair extensions?
Yeah, really.
Is it that obvious? Well,
did he just say, "What is it with you people"? Like, was he calling black people "you people"?
I think we figured out Adam Carolla is racist.
Yeah, he's
in the future, and there's no black people. What the hell?
You know, the other night, I was slipping through the channels, and he was on that Comedians Unleashed with Byron Allen.
Byron Allen. I love that guy.
They have the most unknown named comics.
That guy was
a
genius on Real People, and he's turned it into a career of shows that come on at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, he does. It's so funny. It's either Byron Allen or stuff that's updating your TiVo at night.
Well, here's another thing, updating your TiVo. Richard Simmons was on CNN for some physical fitness shit or something. And out of nowhere, he jumps down on the floor where the lady, female anchor is. And he starts kissing on her feet, like going, and just, she's kind of like giggling uncomfortably, like, holy shit, what the hell's going on? And he kind of just goes insane. Let's check this out. Richard Simmons is insane. We all know that.
Because if you really love you, you won't hurt yourself with food and with inactivity.
I love Richard
Simmons. I
must hate
myself.
Thank you. You are... Thank you, Richard.
Cinderella, it fits. Everyone, let's have a ball. Please, it fits.
I think
oh, my God,
a couple
I found
balls.
Her.
Security.
Richard I found, Simmons we found you. Her.
My goodness. We'll be right back.
I love the reporter like, oh my goodness. Get
security. Richard Simmons.
He's done it for years.
What's that, Bill?
I said, it's great because that's his shtick. He's done it for years. He did it starting on Howard's show, and now he continues to do it everywhere else that he goes.
Right, and he doesn't get invited back, I guess. Now, did you guys see this Charm School show? It's with Sharon Osbourne. With all the rejects from the Rock of Love shows. It might be bitches from other shows or whatever. But this was
I think you're right.
This was the Charm School reunion where the season is wrapped and they all get together in front of a studio audience. It's kind of like Jerry Springer, and they have it out or whatever.
Yeah, and it'll stay completely civil.
Right. And they have this, of course, they have this bimbo talking about, like, Sharon, she was a bimbo too. Weren't you, like, the ultimate groupie or whatever, who you married or whatever? And talking about washing her husband's balls or some I don't understand what she's talking about here, but let's check it out. And Sharon Osbourne, kind of like, you could tell she's like, okay. and she pretends to get up to get a drink of some kind of pink liquid. What was she doing drinking this pink liquid? It seems kind of...
it's a cherry Kool-Aid with a piece of lemon in it.
It seems a little staged there, the drink that's available. So she turns around and throws it on the bitch. Let's check it out.
I think that one of you is enough for any country.
Actually, so does your husband, because the only thing you've managed to do as a celebrity is to wash your husband's...
Is she talking about balls or what?
I feel so sorry. Excuse me.
Maybe wash his hair?
Like professional acting.
Are you okay?
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, my God. Jesus, she shot that bitch. That's a good finale, though, man. You should check that out. Memorable. Jesus, a freaking bimbo stampede.
That's what I was going to say.
People don't even know this is a doctor. That was act natural.
I don't give a but not my family.
And I think that we're following right now. Let's go with Sharon Osbourne. We're going to try to figure this whole circus out.
Yeah, whatever. It's stage, dude. It's
nobody cares.
The chick she dumped the drink on was actually on Beauty and the Geek a few seasons ago. And I think she might actually won it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she the chick about the 5-cent recycling can or whatever?
No.
Because I missed that chick.
I think that was the last season.
He can cry his little eyes out. I feel like he's garbage, like about that big, like a 5-cent recycling can. And that's what he can do in Berkeley Crap Town.
Yes, I think that was the same chick, Bill. Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't, but...
No, just play along, Bill. Oh, whoa.
Okay, yeah, it was the same chick.
Okay, Rock of Love is back, but it's called Rock of Love Bus or something? Is it on a bus?
Yeah.
They travel around?
Traveling across the country to spread their horrorism?
Yeah, and I saw this. Of course, the brunettes are always fighting with the blondes. They can't get along or whatever. And this chick dumps a beer bottle in this chick's face. So what does she do? She throws a bag of chips in that girl's face. And it's just crazy.
No, she didn't.
Let's check this out. The best part is, I'm wondering this. The girl who talks at the end, she sounds like she's deaf. Is there a deaf chick on here? Because she's like, I can't believe she did that. And I was like,
yeah,
I think
there is actually.
Well, let's check this out. She sounds like she's deaf.
Last night on the bus, Marcia and I got into it.
Not this girl.
Today, Marcy and I are still
that girl's
along.
Just drunk.
And all of a sudden, Marcia starts throwing, like, chips at my face.
Oh, what a bitch.
Dude, if those legs, they're buffalo
chips. I'm not going to stand here and let this bitch throw chips in my face.
Well, if they're Lay's, they could cut you like a paper cut.
I'm having a very quiet time hanging with
ninjas have been known to throw them as like replacements.
Has just been bombed. This can't be good.
With a
here's
of beer.
The deaf girl.
You're gonna get kicked out. No! So I was so angry at her, push her on the couch, and I choke her.
Stop! Stop! Is that the deaf girl?
Yeah, justified.
I think she just...
You do not waste alcohol like that. That is not cool.
You don't waste alcohol like that.
She dumped beer in my head, so I choked her. It's like, hey, justifiable. You're not going to.
I wringed it out of my hair so I could drink it later. You don't waste alcohol.
She's holding
like
the bottle under her hair and squeezing her hair. She's milking her hair. So
it tastes like conditioner, but it still gets me drunk.
See, there was no decent shows on during our vacation, but there's all this shit on. So yes. Now, here's the best
one.
There was
a lot of shit on.
That show, The Bachelor, is on, and The Bachelor's name is Jason, so hopefully I get a lot of good drops out of this show.
I am going to go for that one. I just think it's so funny that the ads are, and he's a father. It's like, and he goes, I think in the commercial, he's like, I'm not here for celebrity. I'm here to find real love. Yeah, you find real love on a TV show?
Yeah, and another thing is, you're going to do this to your children?
Yeah, you're going to do this to your son?
Look at this bimbo I picked up on television. Now, first of all, let's check out this girl who seems a little creepy, but she's kind of hot. So could you overlook
creepy?
Her stalkerishness for...
It all depends on how stalkerish she is.
Yeah, and the kind of thing is like this. Say you do decide, okay, I'll just sleep with her and never call her back. She's the kind of girl, it sounds like she could find you. So, I think you're really walking a tightrope there. I think maybe
yeah,
you should just...
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Let's check this out.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You having fun so far?
Having a blast now. So let's talk.
Oh, yeah, great. Tell me more about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a dental hygienist.
Right.
I'm 29.
29, okay.
29. You just had a birthday on July 5th.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I don't even know my birthday that well.
I've done my homework. I've been looking at your MySpace page. I'm totally not a stalker. And your younger
brother,
Larry.
Don't pull your teeth out.
Right? Is he dating a Shannon?
He's dating a Shannon.
Or is he married to a Shannon?
He's dating a Shannon.
I just want to tell you some things I love about you.
Okay.
How you're so generous. You're sincere.
Okay.
You're sweet.
Do you feel like you know me already?
I know. Listen to me. I totally feel like a stalker. But I did my homework because I'm never going to settle. I'm all about taking a leap of faith, just like you said you are. I'm here for you. And I totally want to fall in love. And I love how you're family-oriented. And I'm so ready to have children. Jason, you have beautiful teeth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you are beautiful, too.
Yeah, she's not getting a rose.
She's a little psycho.
Yeah. I have a claw hammer that'll fix those teeth right up.
But
yeah, that is if I don't get a rose.
Jason, you have beautiful teeth. And you are beautiful, too.
Thank you. Now, okay, that's not the end of the crazy bimbo show. We also got the Bad Girls Club. And I have no idea what's going on in this clip. I never do. I need to watch the actual show. But I do know
no,
this.
You don't.
There's this.
It really doesn't matter.
Once again,
fighting.
It's a blonde girl and a brunette. And the blonde girl is complaining to the brunette that she's sick of her hurrying them every morning to get up and get out the door. This is actually an argument my wife and I have like every Saturday. When are you going to get up? When are we going to leave? That's what I need. Just tell me when. It's an argument, you know, everyone has. These girls aren't a couple, so I don't know what they're doing. But apparently there's a girl, a guy the brunette really likes named Kevin. And when this girl mentions Kevin, it's all over. Violence is going to erupt. And I need to show you guys this clip afterwards or something. Because,
the bimbo apocalypse.
Because when the girl kicks a chair, you look like she's getting angry. Two girls run up, and the other girl's like, no, 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 I'm okay, okay. And they don't even listen to her. They grab the girl anyway, like pulling her back. Because they know that apparently this girl is prone to violence.
Oh, really?
So let's check this out. It's awesome.
I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but Aaliyah, it drives me crazy when you're on Kevin's time and we're all on our own time. Every day,
don't mention Kevin,
like, every morning, we have to get out. Let's go. We have 7 minutes. We have 5 minutes. We have 3 minutes.
I like to be either 2 hours early or 2 minutes late.
Not every one of us wants to be 2 hours early.
Amber, I'm not on Kevin's time because Kevin doesn't tell me anything until
except that
after
we're gonna
it's over.
Kevin,
I'm not saying we have to be there at
women.
Kevin's time because Kevin has nothing to do with it.
Crap.
So if you keep bringing him up, we will have a problem.
We don't want to go on every date you go on.
So
she
I'm
was
not.
Warned.
So you said we had to be out of the house.
I didn't say a word that we were going to leave there at 12:15. I'm saying we agree.
Guys.
We are on the same
start time. You're
not
ever bring Kevin up!
Whoa. Oh, my
God.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Jesus. I love the music just gets louder than everything. Good Lord.
She sounded like the Hulk.
Don't ever bring Kevin
Hulk
up.
Smash!
You're not ever bring Kevin up!
Whoa.
Stop it.
I gotta see this Kevin guy.
Someone get those
He's dreamy.
Sonic nuts to slow her down.
Like those good times. What do you guys say we take a break? Wouldn't that be great?
Okay. There they are. That's the Sonic gun.
My goodness.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back after the break, and we'll talk about Friday Night Lights and Top Chef-y. Or should we talk about Top Chef, then Friday Night Lights? What do you think, Steven? No, let's talk about Friday Night Lights, then Top Chef.
There you go.
Yeah, let's do it.
He has no opinions.
Because usually we talk about Top Chef and then. But another thing, Bill, is your volume is going up and down and stuff like that.
Oh,
so.
Great. Okay, I'll fix that.
So we'll be right back, everybody.
The Three Quarters at Burger King with new Hot Toppers.
When they're hot, they're hot, they're cold, Hot Topper. Three double cheeseburgers, they're a quarter pound. You got a double desire.
They're gonna put on the fire.
There's barbecue sauce
with cheese and bacon, too.
It's a ham and cheese and shoot a seed, and you don't want to miss.
Then you must know and swim.
The Hot Toppers won't last, so get to Burger King fast.
Hot Toppers, appearing for limited engagement.
We know how burgers should be.
Introducing TurboGrafx-16, the next generation video game system. It's four times faster, so the games are more exciting. There are almost 10 times as many colors, so the arcade quality graphics are even more intense. And you can expand your system with a CD player for CD games with sound effects that are turbocharged. TurboGrafx-16 from NEC, the higher energy video game system.
Apache, there's nothing hotter in the air or on the ground for Jack Holt, Army Crew Chief.
The Apache's got advanced everything, like a TV for target acquisition. The gunner aims just by moving his head. Talk about hot. This bird can make tracks at 200 miles an hour. Now that's cool. No, that's hot.
There's too much food in these Encore frozen entrees.
You win the lottery and you're still complaining?
Waste not, want not.
We can't finish these huge heaping helpings of delicious Encore lasagna or veal parmesan.
But Encore is a 2-pound family size entree.
Well, a family is one thing you can never buy.
Yes, you can. Mike will be over tonight at 6.
Hey, Al, I'm a confirmed bachelor. I can't finish this
Let's
Encore.
Let's confirm 6:30 tomorrow night.
When you want more, it's on.
Taster's Choice, the image of gourmet store coffee. Only Taster's Choice uses the superior blend of the very same coffee beans found in gourmet stores, Arabica beans, the world's costliest and most flavorful. Gourmet store coffee and Taster's Choice, a remarkable resemblance. Enjoy the richness, aroma, and flavor. Regular or naturally decaffeinated, the choice for taste is Taster's Choice.
When our eyes meet, it's like spontaneous combustion.
Yuck. Too weird.
Well, maybe I shouldn't call.
She's all you've talked about since we moved. What a wimp.
If it was nothing. Wait a minute. Okay.
With AT&T, your long-distance calls go through twice as fast, and for that...
Hello?
We apologize.
Susan?
Roger?
Yeah, this is Roger.
Want to get a Pepsi?
Sounds good.
Challenges you with the ultimate video game, the Sega Master System.
Hang on.
With more accurate control, more detailed graphics, more levels of play.
Awesome!
The Sega Master System comes with power-based 2 control pads, light phaser, and 2 great video games. Hang on and Safari Hunt.
Gotcha!
And with other games like Rambo, Outrun, and Choplifter, the excitement never stops. The Sega Master System. The challenge will always be there.
They hurt, burn, and swell. And more doctors recommend Anusol to relieve the hurting than all other hemorrhoid medicines combined. Anusol is the word to remember for relief.
The unpopped kernel. A small disappointment,
but one that popcorn lovers could do without. Fortunately, there is a microwave popcorn that won't disappoint you. Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret leaves very few unpopped kernels, and it works in any microwave. So if you want big fluffy kernels, not big disappointments, buy Pop Secret. The secret to great microwave popcorn.
There are calories and calories. A Tic Tac, for instance, has just 1.5. Lifesavers and Breath Savers, on the other hand, have more than 7 calories each. So eating one of these instead of one of these can add up to maybe hundreds of extra calories in a month. Those aren't my kind of calories. My kind of Tic Tacs, 1.5. The kinds you can burn off making dinner reservations, hailing cabs, breathing.
The food and fun are all there.
Hang in there, Howie.
You can smile and have a bowl of Chuck E. Cheese.
Is that a-hole Credo still in the chat room?
Yeah, he's doing his own little comedy show in there.
Wash her husband's nibbling her cock.
Excuse me?
Nibbling her cock. What?
Woman bites dog.
Yeah, very serious there. Now, Bill, you got a lot of background like noise going on there.
Oh, terrific. I love that.
What would you call that? Ambient noise or white noise? You got a lot
white
of
white noise. All right, let me check the microphone settings.
We might hear some EVP in the background. I don't know what that is. What do you think that is, Steven?
It's Chewy's hungry. It's his stomach growling.
Is that any better?
It sounds like you're about to play an old phonograph record.
Oh, terrific.
I was going to say, it sounds like, sounds like he's in a plastic bag that's all rustly.
Yeah.
Excellent. I love that.
That sounds,
I'll see what I can do. I don't know.
That's all right. It sounds good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it does.
Do you remember that time it was like Jessica called in and she was talking to us? The entire time she was talking about it was like the worst audio ever you've ever heard. It was like... And she just kept on talking and talking. We're all just trying to ignore the fact that it sounds horrible.
Do
you want me to hang up on you and call
Skype.
You back?
Yeah, let me restart it.
Okay. Bye, Bill.
Bye.
All right. Well, we'll hear back from Bill in a second, I think. So, how you doing, Steven?
I'm good.
Did you see Friday Night Lights?
This week? Mm-hmm. Was there one?
No. There was one this week, and there was one 2 weeks ago. Did you see the one where Joe McCoy starts hitting his,
yes.
punching his son in the face and slapping him or whatever?
Yes.
That was intense, wasn't it?
That's the last one I saw, and I went back and I revisited the New York episode.
Right, which was a couple weeks before that.
That's the one you guys were talking about and didn't want to ruin parts for me.
Right. Now I'm thinking, what was it?
They replayed a whole bunch of, they played a whole bunch of them while we were on break.
They did like a marathon?
Yeah.
Now I noticed that the last episode, is that the one where Matt... He keeps kind of talking about college with his mom, and whenever the grandmother's just like, "What are you guys talking about?" Or
the last thing
it's kind of sad. She was
the next episode had her falling down outside.
Yeah, like, oh,
and I didn't see that episode.
I feel sorry for the lady because she's got dementia. She's friggin' nuts, and he loves her, but she's a pain in the ass, and she's so mean to his mom, isn't she? Good Lord. She's so.
It's like, yeah, Matt's not going anywhere. He's going to stay right here.
And
it's
she
like,
it's like,
no, he needs to continue on with his life.
The one thing is, this week on the show, they kind of go into Matt and his artwork. Do you remember him ever drawing previously on the show?
No.
He's got a huge interest in going to art school, and I was kind of like, maybe they've showed him doodling and we never noticed.
I was like, I'm wondering, is it kind of like, what's his name, playing the music? All of a sudden he just has a band?
Right. I mean, we knew he was interested a while back in that, in season one, and then it kind of disappeared. And now all of a sudden he's
that's
understandable.
Like,
people do that all the time in their life. They lose interest in something, and they get back into it.
It's, you know, they can't follow the aspect of everybody's life every second, you know.
Right. I mean, for a long time, I wanted to be a comic book artist for a long time.
And
I lost interest, and then I would get interested in it. But this thing with Matt, they've kind of, in this episode that you haven't seen yet, he's showing his artwork to Tammy Taylor, Julie's mom, and she's telling him how talented he is. He could probably get into the Chicago School of Art or something like that. And I was like, okay, hold on a second. When has he been into art? I've never noticed before. But then they kind of mention, the grandmother kind of talks to him about it, and she's like, what are you talking about going to school? And he goes, well, Chicago, Grandma. They got a great art program there. And she's like, art? What are you talking about? She's like, well, you know, I've always been interested in art. She's like, your doodles and stuff? And he's like, well, yeah. And later she talks to Julie, and she says that, have you ever noticed Matt drawing and into art and stuff? She's like, oh, yeah, he's really into that. He really likes that. So she's like, really? It's almost like he's kept it to himself. He hasn't really talked about it with anybody.
Right.
So I can see they're trying to establish that, where maybe he's just kept it to himself. Even the viewers of the show didn't know. Because it almost felt like they were just dropping it on us. Yeah, he's going to go to art school.
Well, he's a football player. You can't be an artist, I guess.
Right, and we knew he wasn't going to...
Because artists are all sensitive people.
Right, and he's one of the sensitive, caring guys, so you never know. Now, Bill is back on Skype now. I wonder if it's safe to call him. I don't know. We haven't had problems like this in a while. Bill, let me know when to call you back, okay? Just send me a little text or something. Something like that, you know? This is crazy.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nibbling her cock.
Let's see. That's not funny, Foggy. Okay, here we go.
Nice.
You sound great, Bill. Hey!
Thank you.
Bill is back, everyone. Good times. Okay. Now, Bill, we're talking about Friday Night Lights. Yes!
Oh, okay.
It's a show all about football. High school football.
And hijinks.
Yeah. Totally wouldn't ever watch that show. But here, I was talking to Steven about this. Did you feel like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, that Matt Saracen is into art?
Yeah.
I was like, where did this come from? And I was trying to tell...
I don't remember that on anything any prior season.
I was trying to remember if they've even showed him doodling in the background or something. Maybe they have, but... They even tried to – they kind of established that he keeps it to himself and doesn't share it with anybody, that he has any kind of artistic ambitions in a way. Maybe he doesn't allow himself to think like that. I don't know. I mean, it's possible. But I thought it was very strange that all of a sudden he wants to go to art school.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they're trying to wrap up the entire series and they're doing it pretty quickly.
Yeah, they better. There's one episode left.
I think maybe they want Matt to do something else other than play football.
Yeah, they're going to have to establish something he's going to do. And the thing with the Joe McCoy and hitting JD, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
His dad's an a-hole, but I wonder if JD McCoy, they're setting groundwork for maybe if we have another season, we'd cover more JD McCoy and his crazy parents or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they have to leave that possibility open.
Right. And this week, it basically, was it some kind of superintendent telling Tammy? He was like, you have to call social services and report what you saw. It's the law. And she's like, well, I think things have died down. And, you know, they seem happily married. It was just kind of this freak occurrence. He goes, I don't care. You got to call the police. You have to. It's your job.
Principal, I think.
You're the principal of the school. You have to. And she doesn't really want to. So he goes, it's the obligation of your husband, too, to do something. So then they show, you know, social services show up at their house. And it could have gone okay, like just answering some questions. But Joe McCoy's like, what the hell do you want? What are you doing in my house? What do you want from me?
Goes on the defensive too early.
Yeah, he totally freaks out. And the guy finally loses his temper. He goes, we could take your bull away from you if we wanted to. And it's like, oh, crap. Don't say that. And JD's crying in there. Why do they want to take me away? So, of course, he blames the coach on it. And that whole thing.
Yes, because he's young and immature and doesn't quite understand. But his parents are no better. I mean, of all the people to understand, you would think that the wife would understand. Like, yeah, I saw what happened. You did what you had to do. But no, she
they
says
kind of
to Tammy, I don't want anything to do with you.
Well, the last episode, she was really upset. She didn't know who her husband was anymore. And they kind of just cut to it's all blown over. You know, we didn't get to see that him sweet talking her back into the house or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something odd going on there.
But anyway,
we'll see a resolve to it here in the next or the last episode.
They also established that Billy, Riggins' brother,
is worthless.
He's bought some kind of garage or something. He bought some crappy old looking. I don't know what the hell it is. What is it supposed to be?
It's like a mechanic's garage?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a mechanic shop.
And it's got, all they're talking about is like, over there in the corner, we're going to put a big old fridge, have it filled with beer. And it's like, oh, got to have that. And it's like, what the hell business are you going to, they're talking about the beer they're going to have there while they're working.
And they're going to have a hydraulic lift to move the beer, I guess.
Yeah. It's got spray paint. It's got graffiti all over the building. And he's like, oh, this is beautiful, Billy. And I love it. I believe the episode starts out with Lila waking up. And not go into the bathroom. The bathroom is just disgusting because, you know, it's two guys living there. She's putting the coffee filters around the toilet. Hilarious. And I love when her dad makes up to her. He goes, I want you to move back in with me, please. And she's like, okay. She's ready to because they're disgusting. And she's decided she's going to go to San Antonio State with Riggins. And there's something weird going on with Riggins. Like, he's thinking, staying here with my brother running a garage. Now, that's the life. Doesn't it seem like they're doing that there?
Yeah, maybe he's afraid to commit to anything because he feels he doesn't deserve
anything
better. I don't know.
Definitely. But, okay, the main thing going on here also is we got Landry. I love to see any scene with the coach and Landry. He's like, Lance, where the hell's Lance at? Lance,
yeah,
get
that
over here.
Me up.
And he's always called Landry Lance. He's never.
And that goes all the way back to the first scene.
<I know. laughs> And he's like, yes, coach. He goes, you're going to be playing in state. He goes, I'm going to state. So he tells Tyra that. And she's like, I'm too busy writing my paper. And she's got to do an essay on why she wants to go to the school. And I thought the Tyra stuff was pretty strong this episode. Where he's helping her.
Yeah, it's normally not exactly the strongest, but...
Well, it's like everything that she was writing was all cliche stuff. Like, you know, Landry's like, this is bad. It's just horrible what you're writing. And she was getting angry at him. And the best part is when he's going to stay, the team decides to go out and get drunk the night before they leave town or whatever. And here's Landry basically talking about... She's like... She can't go to state to watch him play, so he's kind of bummed about it, but he understands why. So let's check this out.
I know that I'm being selfish, and I know I should be happy for her. She's you know, pursuing her dreams, but at the same time, this is huge for me. And
you are being selfish because you're really starting to bum me out. You're killing my butt.
Dude, that's pathetic.
No, look, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it actually make sense?
What the hell are you talking about? Who cares? Would you smile?
Stop talking.
Sam. Hey, you grab this drink. We're going to celebrate. Okay, we're going to take a shot.
I don't really do well.
To your hard work. You're going to do fine. To our hard work and to state. To state.
Don't taste it. Don't taste it. You'll see.
So Landry drinks for the first time. First of all, I don't know if it's for the first time, but we know he doesn't drink a lot. But don't do shots when you decide to start drinking. Okay, I'm going to try a shot.
That's especially if Jägermeister.
Just start with a beer. Start with a light beer. You know, something like Keystone Light or something.
Liquor.
A little natural light.
Yeah, some natural light, some
Bush
Lone Star light, something that has mostly
Milwaukee's
water in it.
Best.
1% alcohol, but he starts with a shot, and it's just like, no, not good.
Not
going to say. Another thing is, most if you're not watching Friday Night Lights and you're intending to watch it on NBC this month when it premieres, don't listen to this next part that we talk about because we're talking about the big game. So go ahead and skip ahead the next 2 minutes, okay? So basically they go to State Bill, and they're, of course it's against this team that's like insanely good.
Yeah.
And it's basically showing that they've established that JD's head's not in the game at all. He's really upset still, and he's not doing well in the game at all. He's getting sacked repeatedly. He's got bruises and crap, blood going down his face and stuff. So the coach puts in Matt as a quarterback, which I thought was cool because he's been the receiver, and now he's going back. They even had like a trick play where he hands off the ball to Riggins. Riggins throws him the ball, and he catches it as the receiver to get a touchdown. So he's like quarterback and receiver. He's the full package, isn't he?
He's awesome.
He's a renaissance man.
How could a school...
And he can draw.
Yeah, he loves art. Why wouldn't a college offer this kid a scholarship of some kind? It's going to happen. Picture that. He's not going to go to art school. Come on. The hell did that come from?
I think the Art Institute of Chicago has a football team.
Great.
Yeah, that would be awesome. He's going to be the quarterback, and he's going to be a great artist. I mean, I wanted them to establish, like, they showed just pictures he drew. Like, is he into comic books or something? I don't know. But one
what
thing,
kind of art is he into?
Did you notice on Tim Riggins' nightstand, is he had an X-Men laying there? Like, Tim Riggins reads comic books all of a sudden?
It's like, what? I don't buy that.
It's like, yeah, it's probably Gambit on the cover.
Yeah, oh, that's what it was. It was a reference because he's playing Gambit. I didn't notice, yeah. But I bet you Gambit is on the cover. Because if people don't know, Tim Riggins is playing Gambit in the new Wolverine movie, which I hate.
I bet that pisses Scott Porter off, who is Jason Street.
Because he's a huge comic book freak.
Yeah, big, big freak of the comic
books. I bet he loves it. He probably thought it was insane, but... I hope that Wolverine is good. But anyway, that's beside the point. The stuff with Tyra was great, where she writes a good paper and all that, and Lance and her, Landry and her, get back together. But should we talk about the results of the big game? I don't want to ruin for Steven.
I think we should leave it alone.
Yeah, we don't even need to mention it, but I do. It's a good show.
No,
but
I'll be watching it tonight when I get back.
Okay, but the thing is, Steven... Matt, he loves art. That's all you need to know about this episode.
And by art, he means another man named Art. He's gay.
Yes. That was a horrible revelation just to pull on Julie like that. But
we just spoiled the result of the big game.
But another thing, Bill, is...
Art rushes out onto the field, and they give a long, deep tongue kiss.
Did you love that stuff with the grandmother? She's like, Art? Why are you going to be wasting your time and money on art or whatever?
Oh, that selfish bitch. Like, I may be insane, but I don't care.
Yeah, that poor old lady. But
he wants to be an art teacher.
Let's go ahead and talk about Top Chef, okay? Right. Top Chef, the last episode we missed was the Christmas episode, and that's where they did something. I'm trying to remember what the whole gist of it was.
Well, it was
a banquet
of hors d'oeuvres for AMFAR.
Right.
The thing for AIDS research.
Right. And what was the twist on the food? That's what I'm trying to remember.
It was the 12 Days of Christmas song.
Oh, that was it. Okay. Yeah. And
Natasha Henstridge has great breasts.
It was a Red
Natasha
Grave.
Richardson.
Yeah, Natasha Red Richardson. And, yeah, so I'm trying to remember. God damn it, I can't remember anything. But, hey, it was a good episode.
Hosea,
I remember now. Wasn't it they were all completely underwhelmed by the food? And Natasha Richardson said, I got to be honest, I was really disappointed by the food. I was excited about it, but I was really disappointed. And they were even talking about how, like, what is Ariane doing deviled eggs? You're not going to win Top Chef doing deviled eggs.
She did, like, 6 different types of deviled eggs. Like, there you go. That's my dish.
Right. So
have
Tom,
at it.
Tom Colicchio, he's like, okay, we're not going to eliminate anyone this week. It's Christmas, even though they probably filmed it last summer or whatever. But what I need to tell you people, step up, man. This food was not
very
good.
Very lackluster.
It's not good for Top Chef. We need you to do better. And I agreed. I wasn't that excited over it. So, okay, this week, what was cool is they allowed them to do whatever they want, basically, right? Basically wow them. And they added in their Simon Cowell type food judge.
I have never heard so much bullshit come out of one guy's mouth.
He's talking about movies a lot. He compares everything to some kind of movie or character in a movie or something like that. But the interesting I thought it was is they had to judge each other. They one half of the people got to sit down and taste the food and talk about it, and then the other half would taste their food, which I thought was interesting and whatever. It wasn't that interesting. I'm lying. But
you don't say.
But Eugene, the one guy, Eugene, who has tats all over him, and I think he has some kind of Spider-Man web up on his shoulder. I don't know what the hell is going on with his tats, but he's always talking about, I'm a risk taker. I'm imaginative. I probably got more imagination than any of the people on the show. Unfortunately, everything he makes tastes like crap because he's always on the elimination judges table at the end. And he should have gone home last week, honestly, when Tom Colicchio said nobody's going home. But I don't even remember if he was in there. So anyway, let's check out the judges table. Oh, we also had the quick fire, Bill. And did you hear what I said that Stefan, the part where the French guy, this is like a French judge, he's like, where are you from? And Stefan says, I'm from France. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm Finnish. And the guy's just looking at him like nothing. He's getting nothing from the guy. No laugh.
See, I thought you meant the Fabio part.
Yeah, Fabio.
Where the guy said that his cream wasn't cooked enough.
Yeah, let's check that out real quick.
So, chefs, your Diet Dr. Pepper quickfire challenge is to create the ultimate sweet treat. But there is a catch.
What's he, Shasta?
What you see before you is all the sugar in our Top Chef
in those little half cans.
Jean-Christophe and I will be walking out with
Jean-Christophe. Your food is shit.
Because I'm not strong at all in pastries or desserts.
Or anything else.
Or anything else.
Did his fish thing look horrible to you?
It looked like he cooked someone's garbage.
It looked like the shark in Jaws that they cut open and stuff spills out that this fish came out with. It looked like somebody shit out a fish. It looked horrible.
What is his wristwatch doing under the fish?
Doing a mini blini sandwich.
Banana lumpias. It's a Filipino dessert. It's basically bananas wrapped in egg roll wrappers and deep fried. Coated with sugar and cinnamon, but we can't use sugar.
Fabio, this is Jean-Christophe Jelly.
For the tart, I have a granola and oat and fresh berries.
Are you pleased with this?
Yeah, I'm pleased with it, yes.
I believe the cream was not cooked enough.
Not cooked enough?
No.
Okay.
He's French. Everything in Europe is between Italy and France. Even the final of the World Cup 2 years ago, we won. So I guess he's sending me down this time.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the food.
It had everything to do with the War Cup.
And you notice, I don't think this sound was in the show at all. I think they decided they were doing it too much. Thank God, because they were.
You know what it was? They switched it. It's not that. This week it was the gong.
Oh, yes.
It was constantly that gong.
It was this.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So let's check out the judges table. And I do like this judge, this kind of hoity-toity guy, because at least he's interesting, right? Or he makes things, tricks things up.
You three came out on the bottom of this challenge, and we're going to be eliminating two of you. So let's start off with Carla.
My thing was to make the risotto vegetarian, and then I put the scallops with it. So I wasn't happy, and I'm not surprised that I'm here.
I don't think risotto
makes a good
garnish.
Orlando Bloom isn't happy.
Risotto is dead.
Orlando Jones, sorry.
I did the iTunes.
Orlando Bloom.
I really enjoyed this challenge, even though I ended up on the bottom, because it was the first time I've ever seen my food critiqued while it's being eaten.
Yikes, there's your problem. It should have been critiqued a long time ago.
I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be as harsh as it was.
Harsh, dude.
I learned a lot from it.
What would you have changed?
I would have done something else.
It was a failure of imagination.
Now, Jason, you made Pillsbury biscuits. Yeah? you bought the can at the store, and you put them on a cookie sheet, and you cooked them in the oven. Yeah,
they
were
good. You forgot to grease the pan,
flaky
dude.
Layers, dude.
You forgot to grease the pan to get them off easy.
But you didn't even make your own dough or anything? Oh, well, you can buy them at the store finished. Why would I do that?
Was you could smell
nuggets
it.
Chicken nuggets.
Didn't you think
you're
to,
all right? A French fries were slightly burnt.
Save the dish.
I didn't think.
Lego my ego.
So Eugene, you did the red snapper.
I do risky things.
That thing wasn't red.
Majority of the time,
charred black.
You just do simplistic things.
You did the shit covered red snapper.
Does that make sense together?
I should have went with one of my other ideas, which was go with an Asian.
I should have made a sandwich.
Of,
that was my first.
I should have made peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
But I like to trick it up with fish.
I was going to make pancakes.
I love this music.
Please pack your knives and go.
Oh!
Good luck to both of you, and thank you very much.
Eugene, you are shit canned. But when they said Eugene, I was like, finally. And the girl with the bad bangs haircut, I'm glad she's gone too.
She was like irritating to look at because she never wore makeup. So it was like you always saw these bags under her eyes. She's always crying.
Now, she made, they called it fish tacos, but she made tuna tacos.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We will have a problem.
It did not look good. It just looked really bad. But anyway, that's Top Chef. And I wanted to say this Sunday, the premiere of 24. So next week, I can't wait to talk about the return of 24. And some other shows will start coming back. Like this week, they had a great Mentalist episode. I've been watching that show, the Timothy Hutton show called Leverage, which is it's a really silly show. Once I realized, okay, this is silly. They're not going for serious here. It's just a silly show. It's a caper show where they're kind of like the A-team. They're always doing taking from the rich, giving to the poor, the corrupt rich or whatever. And I think the show's a lot of fun. And when you realize all the computer stuff is a lot like Marshall on Alias, which is completely ridiculous, and the guy can do anything with his computer. Once you get past that, you're entertained by it. So, Bill, Damages returned this week, too, right? Bill, are you still there? Holy shit, where the hell is Bill? Shit. Hey, everyone! Ho-ho! We were just about to start the news, but how can we with Bill gone? How you doing, Steven? Yikes.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
To wash your husband's...
Oh, good Lord, man. Bill, where are you? I don't know what's going on, man. Jesus. Wow.
To hell with you.
No. Can't believe you'd said that.
Oh, Pat. Pat Swayze. This is what people listen to the show live for these mess-ups, right?
Yes.
The ums and the ahs, Steven.
The dead air.
This is why Credo listens to Talk Radio X, by the way.
Yes.
Damn it, this dude's gonna kill your ass. Don't you know that?
Huh?
Dude's gonna kill my ass.
This dude's gonna kill your ass, man. Don't you know that? That dude's gonna kill your ass. Don't you know that?
Why does that guy say that so many times? I love it. Dude, that is awesome. All right, we'll be right back.
Need a little intermission music.
In a second. Bill, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry.
What the hell happened?
I'm using my laptop, and it fell off my desk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I moved my arm. I have it sitting on the very left side, and I went to grab it to move it. That's why you saw a camera there for a minute.
Is it a tough
and,
book?
And I knocked it off the side of my desk.
Holy shit. Yeah,
it's
it was,
okay.
I was going, hey, Bill, Damon just came back this week. What did you think of it? And I was like... It was like, hello?
Well, you know, I tried to reopen it. It goes into sleep mode whenever you close it. So everything just stopped. I had to turn it. I had to restart it.
Holy shit.
Damages is a terrific show. I cannot recommend it enough. If you haven't seen it, watch the first season.
I'm going to Netflix the first season because we Netflixed Weed Season 3 on Blu-ray. And I was like, hell, let's start Netflixing these TV shows in Blu-ray. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch it. And then after that, I'm going to Netflix Mad Men on Blu-ray. Because everyone says it's a great show, and I'm finally going to watch it.
I thought you watched Mad Men.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
The reason being is because I'm an HD snob, and since I don't get A&E in HD, that I was like, no, is it on A&E or something?
Yeah,
else?
It's on A&E.
Or AMC, yeah.
No, it's a, oh, is it AMC?
I can't remember. But anyway, I didn't watch it because it wasn't in HD.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, good stuff, and other shows will premiere. Let's go ahead and do the news, Bill.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this evening?
All right. A man in Cairns, Australia, I believe it's Cairns, C-A-I-R-N-S, smashed his way into an adult shop and had sex with blow-up dolls before abandoning the sex toys in a nearby street.
Whoa. what
business
the
owners
that?
In Cairns
that was creepy.
Believe the same culprit is responsible for break-ins and shop thefts at the Sapphire Bar in Lake Street and three break-ins at the Laneway Adult Shop off Spence Street. So this guy's a serial doll rapist.
Oh my god. He's a doll rapist. Holy shit.
His method of entry is to smash holes through walls and squeeze through them.
His method
of
entry?
What?
Never mind.
He bashes a hole in the wall with a hammer or something and then
that
squeezes through it to get into the store.
When you said entry, I was just confused about something else.
His method of entry.
No, his method of entry on the dolls. I'm sure those dolls have three holes.
Like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
The owner of the adult shop who wished to be... who wished to be named only as Vogue.
Oh.
My name is Vogue.
Yikes.
Strike a pose. There's nothing to it.
It's like, oh, Vogue. Okay. Are you gay, by the way? I was just...
Wow. I'm just thinking of Spaced and Bulba.
Everyone, let's have a ball!
The man had stolen five dolls and had sex with one of them. He has been taking the dolls out the back and blowing them up and using the dolls and leaving them in the alley.
I'm totally not a stalker.
It's a real concern that someone like that is out on the street.
Well, at least he's only hurting
dolls. No, it's just a plastic doll, thank goodness.
Just a hobby, really.
I guess he has a liking to a particular doll named Jungle Jane. taken and used on both occasions.
I'm guessing that the guy, he gets off on the stealing part. Otherwise, he could just buy them and do it in his home. So
but
I guess
why would he screw the dolls there and leave them in the alley?
Because he likes public sex and he has a chance of getting caught.
Getting caught having sex with a doll?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe it's something like that. Like he's somewhat
voyeuristic. like that.
Yeah, he wants somebody to catch him. That's what I'm thinking. See, we're like profilers right now. That's what we're doing, Bill.
You're the mentalist.
Yeah. The mentalist.
They say he's a tall, skinny Caucasian. Well, there's a big surprise. And he left DNA.
And he's a little awkward.
Gosh. He left DNA evidence at the crime scene.
Oh, dude.
I wonder what kind that was.
Oh, dude. Dude. Dude.
I'll have to check and see if there's an update on him to see if they've caught him yet.
All right, Bill, your volume is slowly dropping during this, too.
Are you serious? Come on!
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I am getting really upset now.
No, it's all right, Bill.
I just wouldn't like when I'm angry.
Everyone at home, just slowly turn your volume up. And when it's leveled, it'll sound great. Right, Bill?
Nibbling her cock.
Uh-oh, he knocked it on the floor again. Shit!
And restarting Skype, probably.
I hope so. Jesus. Bill, what else do we have in the news? I say, Bill, what else do we have in the news? Jesus! Are you serious? He's done. He's had enough. We'll be right back, everybody.
Our intermission.
Oh, that's our
intermission
is
music.
Is that my special music?
Yeah. Technical difficulties. Bill's gone again. Cue song. Hey,
now,
Bill.
This won't happen next week. I can guarantee you that.
Hey, Bill, what's going on? I was just about to say, what other story do we have?
You know, it's funny. Whenever I restarted Skype, it said take a deep breath, and I already did. I was sighing. All right.
I pictured your laptop going crash on the floor again. Like, no!
No, you know what it was? I tried to adjust the settings so that it wouldn't rise and lower, and it completely froze up on me.
You know, something's going on with mine, too. Whenever I call you or answer anything on Skype, it mutes us automatically. I got to go into the settings and see what the hell's going on.
Yeah, we'll figure this out. All right. This one goes to a really dumb cop in Norfolk, Virginia. There's a mentally challenged woman known as the Hula Hoop Lady of Granbury Street in Norfolk. And I guess she was charged with making excessive noise and assaulting a police officer named Nicholas Parks. After he responded to a noise complaint.
Retarded.
Brown suffered from this hula hoop woman. Pamela Brown suffered a brain injury in 77 when she was hit by a truck. And she has seizures and short-term memory loss ever since.
Wow.
But
she has the same thing that, never mind.
Yeah, she's the same as Jet.
Killing my butt.
So, get this. The cop goes, and he thinks this woman's being
he thinks
just
she's
nasty and not paying attention.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, you know, ma'am, please stop. Can you please stop? You know, just trying to get her to comply. And she's retarded. So she's just asking questions back, of course. So what does this cop do?
Oh, he tases her, doesn't he?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that's horrible.
So this poor woman doesn't understand what's going on, why she's being tased. He tases her to get her on the ground, and then she won't put her arm behind her back because she's trying to explain to him that whenever she was in the accident, it screwed up her shoulders, so she can't put her arm behind her back. What does he do? He tases her again.
Oh, my God.
This guy ends up tasing her 3 times before he realized she was brain damaged.
Oh, well, hey, award to that guy.
And dislocating her shoulder.
Hey, wait a second. I think she's something wrong with her. She's retarded or something.
The exchange was captured on the camera mounted on. I guess they have cameras on their tasers now.
Wow.
To you know, make sure they're not just tasing anybody.
Apparently they
like
are.
This.
Yeah, exactly. So the city attorney Bernard Pischko said Tuesday that he'd reviewed the tape with the officer, and he says, "We're not defending it as the best practice." Parks didn't know he was dealing with a citizen who was brain injured. All he knew was that she was non-compliant and agitated. The city attorney's dismissing the charges against the woman because there wouldn't have been any point to prosecute them, and she had not suffered any serious injuries from the shocks other than needing intensive psychological therapy and rehabilitation now.
For the rest of her life. Yeah.
Yeah, she used to just go out and have fun on the street and do her thing, but now she's scared. It says she's scared and she can't go outside now.
Oh, well, at least the cop, he gets to go back to work, I guess.
Yeah, and she gets to sit in her room and be afraid that somebody's going to tase her.
Oh, hats off to that guy. Slow clap for that cop.
Slow clap.
Gotta love the slow cat clap. Slow clap.
Slow clap.
Slow clap. Say it five times faster. Slow clap. Slow clap. ShamWow.
ShamWow.
Clap top.
All right, Bill, what other horrible stories do you have that make you depressed?
All right. A man loots a restaurant and then calls a cab to take him home.
This dude gonna kill your ass, man. Don't you know that?
A Toledo cab driver said he wasn't suspicious at first when a passenger he picked up near a downtown restaurant was toting three flat-screen televisions,
nice.
Followed by several boxes of liquor. You know, everybody carries that.
Oh, yeah.
After all, the man had a reason for having all the loot. He claimed the restaurant was filing for bankruptcy and he was taking the property to his boss. But when the passenger told him he had $3,000 worth of property he could still sell to pay the nearly $20 cab fare, Webb realized he unknowingly had helped an alleged thief flee. It's like, hey, man, I can give you one of these TVs if you just drive me to where I want to go.
Oh, my God. They show news footage all the time. By the way, Bill, I'm sorry about that. They show news footage all the time of guys going into, like, doctor's offices or whatever and just ripping the plasma off the wall and walking out the door. Like, just places where it's, where people are just supposed to lounge and there's a TV on the wall. It's always like a LCD or something. They'll show, you know, it's always crappy video of a guy walking up. He's just like, whack, you know, rips it off, walks out the door, puts it
in. I told you, it's happened at hospitals where guys come in, they're in a uniform. Nobody questions them. They unscrew the TV from a wall, walk out with it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're just servicing it. Thanks. Bye.
Wow.
Have a nice day.
You
are,
no, f*** you.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, my
All right, so the cab driver figured it out, and he called the police. The guy was charged in connection with incident on two counts of breaking and entering. He was picked. Oh, wow, nice. So he kicked the guy out of the car, and after he was picked up in an alley near Manos, wonder if Hands of Fate lives anywhere near there.
Oh, was Torgo there?
Yeah, I think Torgo was there.
Some complimentary Torgo. Crazy bread.
Complimentary crazy
love it.
I love that bit. So once they arrived, the suspect went inside the house to get money for the cab fare, but returned with a debit card and asked to be taken to a nearby ATM. Oh. Okay. I can't believe the cab driver would even bother.
Ain't no use running, fool. I know where your mama parks your house.
I think it was Earl. I think it was. All right. Let's continue on to San Diego. Confusion over whether a man who was drunk... let me repeat this. Confused over whether a man drank too many screwdrivers or was stabbed by a screwdriver led to a screwy situation for police and fire crews on Thursday. The man called 911 on his cell phone around 7:40 p.m. Wednesday and was slurring his words as he told a dispatcher that he'd been drinking screwdrivers all night and thought he was in a dumpster. Erring on the side of caution, police officers and firefighters searched for around 2 hours for a man who may have been stabbed with a screwdriver. When they found him, he was neither stabbed nor in a trash bin, but rather in bushes next to a clothing store.
They had some bad intel.
Yeah. It turned out the man was in need of medical aid as he was suffering from alcohol-induced internal bleeding.
All right, cut the crap.
Holy crap. That's a lot of drinking,
isn't
it?
That's a lot of alcohol.
That is.
Does that burn through your stomach lining or something?
I think he was drinking moonshine.
Holy shit, dude.
Did he drink gasoline? We've got to find this guy who was stabbed by a screwdriver.
Did he drink gasoline? Gasoline. I need a drop of that so bad.
Yes, you do. All right.
Now, back off and let me pee.
In Warsaw, Indiana, the sheriff's department arrested four residents Tuesday evening, including one person with a mobile meth lab on a moped. How the hell do you do that?
Same to you, buttface.
What the hell? How do you do that?
I'm shocked at this. The mobile meth lab was on a moped and was in volatile condition. The one potter lab cooks meth in a single container that has to be burped every 15 to 20 minutes or it can explode from the gases produced in the process. The drug task force had arrested the man on the 29th for suspicion of possession of methamphetamines. He was arrested Tuesday on suspicion of dealing with methamphetamine.
Did you realize that that's, you know, it's a criminal act to do that in public?
People are really genius.
I want to see this dude set up.
A one potter. That's awesome. A mobile meth lab. You know what? He should have went to Saddam and said, hey, I can totally set up your mobile weapons on my moped.
To hell with you.
All right, this guy's great. This is my favorite guy in Australia. Forget the guy that broke into the store to have sex with dolls. A man on a booze bender stroked a latex vagina in front of women in Brisbane. Yes. Yes. David Allen Tolson, 50, does not remember his actions on September 24th and 25th of last year, the court was told today. Prosecutor Sergeant Dave Bradley said Tolson went on a bender when he received news his mother had breast cancer. He approached several groups of Asian women over a two-day period, and in front of them he would squeeze and stroke a latex vagina masturbation aid.
Unbelievable!
He was arrested after a witness reported him to police, and he was identified on closed-circuit television. Tolson pleaded guilty of two counts of committing an indecent act and a charge of sexual assault. On what? A latex vagina?
Bootylicious!
I guess it's because it's in front of other people. It's a little assaulting on the senses, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it took me. I mean, this guy, he just confronts Asian women and like, look at my vagina.
Look at me. I can stroke yours just like this one.
Is it like Blofeld?
I'm gonna give it a love bite.
Oh, that's what it is. It's like Blofeld on James Bond with his kitty cat. Yeah.
There you go.
He's
he
nice,
just has
guys.
It in his arm.
Let's
he strokes it.
Wow.
Sergeant Bradley said that Tolson also made lewd remarks and followed the women who had been extremely traumatized by the incident. No shit.
How hot
the court was
is
told
that?
Later. That the charge related to him groping an Asian woman outside Brisbane on July 17th for the sexual assault. Okay. So I guess the committing an indecent act was the fake vagina stroking, and the sexual assault was him groping an Asian woman. He's got a thing for Asians.
Yeah.
He knows what he likes.
Hey, a lot of people go through life not really knowing what they want. This guy does.
This guy knows
what he wants.
He likes to pet
latex vaginas and grope Asian women.
Wow. Well, I'm happy for this guy. He's found what makes him happy.
Sounds like a great guy.
Oh my god.
A McKinnonville, McMinnville man in Tennessee has been killed by his own hunting rifle as he drove his pickup truck.
Holy shit, how did he do this?
Investigators say a 31-year-old Joseph Lau was found bleeding from a gunshot wound to the head after his pickup truck ran off the Manchester Highway early Thursday. Daily News Journal quoted a statement from Detective Sergeant Dan Goodwin of the Sheriff's Office, who said the witness told officers they heard a gunshot, then the truck went off the road. Goodwin said evidence indicated Lau was apparently handling his loaded rifle safety not engaged when it inadvertently discharged.
Should have had the safety on.
He's playing with his gun while he's driving?
Let me just shine this puppy up real quick.
Yeah, I love that blue steel. I'm going to stroke it like a latex vagina.
Let's let the genie out of this bottle.
All right, that's news for this week.
All right, Bill, thanks for doing the news.
No problem.
Okay. All right, what do you say? We haven't done this in a while. Steven, you
see
ready?
If I can remember it. Do I know the words?
Let us do the DVDs. No? Let us do them.
Let's do some DVDs! DVDs! HD! Blu-ray! Standard definition! DVD!
Whee! Yes! DVDs, everybody!
Okay, so while Credo is in the chat room, he decided to send a link to the Jungle Jane inflatable love doll that was mentioned in the first story. I just have to read these listings, like you'll benefit from.
All right.
If you have any children in the room, please take them out or turn the volume down. Sexy and Wild Jungle Jane will love to join you in bed and make you scream for more. Bullet points. 3D formed face. 3 succulent holes. Large breasts with hard nipples. Tarzan bra top. Sexy Tarzan skirt.
Nice.
Luscious pouting mouth.
Pouting, wow.
Yeah, this is the one you want to turn the volume down for. Juicy pussy. Succulent anus.
Succulent?
Succulent.
Wow.
And it's phthalate free, which I guess means it won't. It's made in a certain plasticky way. I don't know.
The hell
but
with
you. You gotta love it for that succulent anus.
Wow.
My goodness.
All right, DVDs.
That gets a slow clap.
Yeah.
That gets a slow clap. Now, what is that doll called again? I'm writing this down.
The Jungle.
How much is it?
Yeah, those succulent holes, man.
How many easy payments can I get this?
I think it's $40.
Nice. Hey, that's the same price as a Snuggie, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Nice. Okay.
And it fits everyone.
And you are beautiful.
And it fits everyone. Just like a Snuggie.
Just like a Snuggie.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the DVDs?
Okay, DVDs. Oh, did we sing the DVD song?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, July 13th, 2009. First DVD, Appaloosa.
I wanted to
Ed
see
Harris,
this.
Ed Harris, Lance Hendrickson, Renee Zellweger, Jeremy Irons, Viggo Mortensen. directed by Ed Harris.
Very much wanted to see it in the theater. Now I will not.
Will it? Yeah, no reason to now.
Will it be out on the Blu-ray?
It will, in fact, be out on the Blu-ray.
Awesome. I very much want to see it. Can't wait.
Yeah, you know, I have it, but
I haven't seen
not
it
the
yet.
Blu-ray. So I guess I'm going to wait to watch it.
Awesome. You know what I did get for Christmas, by the way? Band of Brothers Blu-ray. It's awesome.
Yeah, same here. I haven't watched it yet, but
I'm
looking forward to it.
Episode 4. And you know, by episode 4, I realized I've watched this miniseries. I'm going to say this is probably the fifth time I've started watching the series. I've, you know, watched it 4 complete times. I don't think I've ever watched any TV show, like a box set or whatever, that many times. Maybe spaced, but I'm talking like I'll watch like a box set of a show, and I'm pretty much done with it. I don't rewatch it. Like Firefly, watched it once, maybe twice.
Yeah.
This I've watched so many times. You can watch it over and over again, and every time I see an actor that I didn't know who he was the first time, now I know who he is, or I've seen him in something else. It's crazy. It happens every time. It's so funny when you watch it and Simon Pegg's in there, and you're like, huh? I don't remember him being in this.
It's like, crazy. Hey, look.
Sasquatch Gang was on again the other day, and I realized, J.D. McCoy.
J.D. McCoy. Yeah.
What would Perseus do?
Love
he
it.
He still has yet to ask himself that. Maybe he'll do it in the last episode.
That's what I wanted to see on the halftime. He's in there looking in the mirror. What would Percy
He's
do?
Out in the field with his big foam sword.
Nice.
My God.
All right, Bill, what else we got?
If you want to be bored out of your mind, why not pick up Bride's Head Revisited?
Or not.
Or not, yeah. It's the brand new version with Emma Thompson and all the other stuffy British actors that love to do these period pieces. I mean, seriously, who watches this garbage?
Wow.
Inspired by the best-selling novel.
Seriously, Bride's Head Revisited, that doesn't say to me sci-fi, guns, time travel, anything. I'm not watching it.
It says, let's drink tea and talk about who we had sex with.
Let's have crumpets, shall we? How very droll.
High tea. All right, moving on. Tyler Perry's The Family That Preys, P-R-E-Y-S.
Right, so I think they're cannibals. It's a horror
movie. Yes, they prey on people. They live on a farm. Anybody that comes on the farm, they eat.
I'm going to rent that. I'm going to check it out.
So am I. It's got Kathy Bates in it, so she's probably got a lot of eating to do in that one.
Wait a second. Kathy Bates is in that?
Yeah.
In a Tyler Perry movie?
Yeah, I know.
They have Whitey in those?
They do have Whitey in this one. I think it's Whitey versus Blackie.
That dude's going to kill your ass! Don't you know that?
Is that racist?
No, I just thought it was all black cast is all.
Yeah, normally it is, but man, this one...
All right.
This one's kind of like, I guess, a rich white family preys on a poor black family or something.
Here's a clip. Here's a scene from the movie, Bill.
That's Kathy Bates in
That's Kathy Bates at the buffet line. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Robin Givens. that's real sound of Mike Tyson beating up Robin Givens.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
All right, moving on. Jack Bauer's Mirrors. Directed by Alexandre Aja.
Kiefer Sutherland in Mirrors. I'm going to see that Mirrors movie. Mirrors. Have you ever, you know, people who say, they don't say mirror, they say mirror. Oh, go look in the mirror. The what? I'm sorry? The mirror. I'm going to go see Kiefer Sutherland in the Mirror movie. It's called Mirrors.
Mirrors.
What the hell am I talking about? I don't know.
No,
but anyway,
I've totally heard that.
But I'm going to go
see it.
It's just
like the people that say axe instead of ask.
Like the Tyler Perry movies. What are you talking about, though?
That's racist.
Drop the gun.
Yes,
damn
drop
it, Frank.
It. Gravitas.
Poor Jack.
You know, Kiefer Sutherland's least favorite word happens to deal with race.
You know what?
I think maybe he should have been in The Family That Preys.
The thing about Mirrors is its true meaning, what it's about, is very serious.
We are talking about innocent children.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all about innocent children.
I can't wait to watch Mira's.
That,
was that written by David Goyer, by the way, directed by him?
You know what? Let me look. No. Alexandre Aja. Yeah, that's how you pronounce it.
Alexandre.
All right. Next, a movie that everybody should pass because it has Dan Cook in it, and we cannot give him any money.
Yes.
My Best Friend's Girl with
Jason Biggs.
Jason Biggs, yeah. Jason Biggs, Dane Cook.
And Kate.
What, Dane
Kate
Cook?
Hudson.
Kate Hepburn.
Then his brother. Alex
Baldwin. Norman.
His brother just ripped him off of all his money.
Yeah.
Dane Cook.
Ha ha.
Poor
I love
guy.
It. Too bad he
I
got
thought
caught.
You were supposed to keep it in the family. You trust your family members, so you put him in charge. It's a bad idea.
He's in the family that prays.
To hell with you.
You know, Don Swayze would never do that to Patrick Swayze.
He will now, once he dies.
Oh, Bill!
Maybe Don Swayze will take over for Patrick Swayze, and they'll go, well, he died and they brought him back. He just looks a little odd now.
Oh, I can't. It's too soon to joke like that. Let's wait to see if he pulls through.
It's too soon. Maybe he'll be in Roadhouse 3 with Jonathan Scheck. All right, next DVD.
Cool.
My Bloody Valentine, the original from 81.
You know what? There's a part in that movie that makes me almost vomit, and it's a part where there's a pot of hot dogs boiling. They're like, it's like they're having a party somewhere, and the My Bloody Valentine dude in a gas mask is slowly killing people off in the kitchen. The person like is making hot dogs or whatever, boiling them in water, which... Another thing, I think that's gross when you prepare them that way, but I'm trying to remember, there's some kind of body part in the hot dogs in the water. Maybe it's a heart or something, but it grossed me out as a kid, where it made me almost like I threw up a little in my mouth, and I couldn't watch it. So,
nice.
Very traumatic. I just want to let you guys know that.
That's awesome. All right. I'm sorry, I keep sniffling because I have a cold. I apologize.
Nibbling her cock.
No, sniffling.
Woman.
And not on a
bites
cock.
Dog.
Bites hot dogs with brains in it. Or no, hearts. I guess, you know, some people eat hearts. It's like menudo they were making. The killer was making menudo in the movie, is what it was. Human menudo. Anyway, whatever, Bill.
What? What's that? Human menudo? Isn't menudo human? Anyways?
I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, the menudo stuff. Isn't it like
the
it's
Spanish
like
dish?
Mexican haggis, right? Isn't that what menudo is?
I thought you were talking about
the band.
Cannonball.
Like Ricky Remember Martin menudo.
Yeah. Remember they sang that song Cannonball? There's a weird musical interlude in Cannonball Run 2 where it's a Menudo song. Cannonball! It's like, what? What the hell is Hal Needham thinking here? Come on!
Do not question Hal Needham.
The movie was quality up till now.
It's always quality when it involves Hal Needham.
When you have a barely living Sammy Davis Jr. in the movie.
Barely.
Or Barry Boswick riding on a flying motorcycle.
That's it flying through the air. Just picture him.
He must have Kawasaki disease.
Oh, Bill! Good Lord.
All right, moving on. Next DVD is Super Cop, the two-disc Ultimate Edition. Meet the cop who can't be stopped.
Super Cop. Is this
yes.
the Jackie Chan movie?
Exactly, with it's, Michelle Yeoh.
You know what's a really good movie? Super Fuzz? Super, super!
Yes,
yeah. Awesome! I want to see that.
The only thing that can stop him is the color red.
Yeah, but yeah. I love in Hot Fuzz when Nick Frost says that, the cop that can't be stopped. He's reading
yeah,
all the boxes
I love that.
To the movies. And something about the Chuck Norris movie.
Love it. That I can't remember.
So Supercop is actually Police Story 3.
Right. I think I saw Supercop in the theater.
Really?
Honestly. Did we see that, Steven? Maybe I'm thinking of Rumble in the Bronx.
Rumble in the Bronx. Yeah, I saw that in the theater.
I remember a guy behind me go, I think this is dubbed. I just wanted to stand and go, duh!
You're just a freaking genius!
You think? Oh, here's an award, Einstein! You win!
Here's a latex vagina!
You want a latex vagina.
Alright, I'll be right back! Where's John? He's been in the bathroom forever.
You want a Jungle Jane doll.
It's got three succulent holes.
That dude's gonna kill you! Don't you know that?
Yes, right. We know that.
So this version of Supercop is one of those Dynasty Collection DVDs. So it's
Joan
it's
Collins.
Or the Dragon Dynasty. So it's got really cool extras.
Dynasty.
It's got commentary from the Hong Kong Cinema Expert.
It's got
the original Dolby Digital mono Cantonese track.
Awesome. Purist will love that. Hey, yeah. I want this shit coming from one channel only like it did originally.
I want to be like I'm sitting in a Hong Kong theater.
I want it to sound tinny and shitty.
I don't want it to be dubbed. I want to read.
Right.
Exactly, Steven.
And if you're Cantonese and it's in Mandarin, you're screwed.
Yep, screwed.
Exactly.
What if you're Taiwanese, you're screwed too. Right, swing votes.
I bet that chick's wild in the sack, man.
Oh, I bet you she loves biting on Cocker Spaniel. Can't believe I went there.
You think she nuzzles your crotch?
Yes.
Jason, you have beautiful teeth. And you are beautiful too.
Oh, thank you.
She's talking to Steven.
Oh.
All right, so Swing Vote with Kevin Costner. Yeah. Okay, next DVD.
Was that released in theaters?
Yeah, no. For like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Next DVD is a film made in Japan last year called Tokyo Gore Police.
Oh, I like the title.
Yeah, it's kind of a future thing with the Tokyo Police is now a corporation, much like OCP. And they're in a war with their engineers, which are genetically modified super criminals. They like biofuse their open wounds with weapons and self mutilation, and they're great men.
Sounds
so.
Totally
it's basically
cool.
Just a bunch of like hacking and slashing and blood.
Sweet. So like, what was that one movie with the chick who had the machine gun in her arm called?
Machine Girl.
That looked trippy as hell, dude.
Yeah, they can make some crazy shit.
I think it'd make me queasy, just like that hot dogs and hearts thing. Hot dogs and hearts. That sounds like a Tyler Perry movie. Doesn't
Tyler
it?
Tyler Perry's Hot Dogs and Hearts.
Awesome, I totally see that.
Join the Browns, eat hot dogs and hearts.
It's about a family get-together, a family reunion.
No,
and
a
they
picnic.
All just reminisce.
It's a family reunion in a park.
Medea's hearts and hot dogs.
Oh, well, someone Medea heart transplant in the movie. They lose the heart transplant in the hot dogs.
But she's in jail, and they need to break her out because she beat up someone else.
And then they go to Big Mama's house. Yeah.
All right, last DVD.
The hell with you,
Yeti. Just one word. Yeti.
That's all you got.
One word says it all. Yeti.
A synopsis, it kills in cold blood.
The Yetis come home to roost.
It's a cold day in hell.
Oh, my God. That sounds scary.
Yeah, this is so funny. I absolutely love this synopsis. Where does this sound familiar? A college football team must find a way to survive after their plane crashes on a remote mountain during a blizzard. What starts as a battle against the elements becomes a desperate struggle to escape when they discover an ancient creature with a ravenous appetite for fresh meat. Will they survive the sub-zero temperatures only to be eaten by the snow beast that hunts them down?
Wow. So it's like somebody was watching the live and going, if a monster was after these guys?
Why do they have to eat themselves? Why doesn't a monster eat?
What if the Yeti showed up? That'd really screw up Nando and his soccer buddies.
Nando. Yukon Cornelius shows up about halfway through.
Awesome.
And then the little elf with the dentist pulls all the Yeti's teeth out. You know, here's
like
a name I haven't seen in a long time in movies. Ed Marino is in this.
Oh my god, what happened to that dude? I'm trying
He's
to remember the last
that's
thing I saw him in.
That's the guy from Hill Street Blues?
Yeah.
And wow. Carly Pope, who was in 24 Redemption and most likely will be in this season of 24.
Awesome.
And that's DVDs for this week.
Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
No problem.
That is not cool.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And see.
Oh, slow clap.
Slow clap.
Clap it easy.
What happens to the slow clap when it gets fast? Like, does the whole dynamic of the room shift?
Everyone stands up, goes from seating to standing, and it's just crazy.
I thought they just got bored and wanted to finish the clap.
Well, everyone, that was episode 148 of our show. We're happy to be back doing the show. We had a shitload of technical difficulties.
But the people listening not live will never know.
Right, because we cut out all the ums and the ahs and all the naturalness of the show and make it into like this this corporate...
Sanitized
podcast with no personality. So just wanted you guys to know that. So if you don't listen to the show live, you miss out on everything. Miss out on
dead air.
Musical interludes, dead air.
Dead air. Final countdown.
The final countdown.
Yes. But hey, we're happy to be back. And oh, sorry, Steven. Steven, are you okay? Oh my
He's
god!
Dying.
Excuse me.
Patrick Swayze got a hold of me.
Oh, good lord. You okay, Steven?
Yeah, I was choking on my pancreatic cancer.
Oh, Steven, that's horrible! What the hell? Jeez.
The hell with you.
Wow. Patrick Swayze doesn't think that's funny. Wow.
I think it's hilarious.
That is not cool.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody, for returning to listen to the show. Nah, hey, everybody. Hey, no.
Is the line now, his name was Dalton?
Huh?
Never mind.
His name was Dalton.
Was, as in no more. Oh. As in he'll be dead soon.
My goodness.
If you'd like to send us any kind of feedback, go to nowheremarlberry.com.
Would you like to ream us out for making fun of pancreatic cancer?
If you'd like to send an email to nimpodcast@gmail.com, please do so. Also call 1206-202-3491 and send us a voicemail, because I think after 30 days it will close. So,
yeah, no, really don't. We're just saying it. But, you know, you really don't need to because...
And, you know, I'm curious of what you thought of any of the shows on the Holiday Pack, what you thought of this show, and tell us how your holidays were. Tell us about the cool Blu-rays or DVDs or movies you saw during the break. Because I do know there's a shitload of movies I need to see. A lot of people see a lot of movies during the holiday break. I keep seeing people, they're giving their year's best. My year's best and worst movies of the year.
We should do that.
As if it's important to everyone else.
Mulberry's best
movies. I just wanted to let people know this. I don't care what your favorite and worst movie is of the year.
Well, it was The Custodian for me. For, you know, we were in it.
And Mall Cop, I have a feeling, will be mine. But that'll be 2009.
Yeah, Paul Blart Mall Cop looks amazing.
It looks like a ripoff of The Custodian to me, in a way. It's like,
I think you're absolutely right.
Set up an amusement park.
Ripped us off.
They put it in a mall. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? We wouldn't make Boston ours a Pindy. Comedy. Ours would be 100% serious.
Totally. We get John Cena to play the custodian. But anyway.
I was thinking Steve Austin.
Oh, yeah. Stone Cold. Hell yeah. No, Austin 316,
the transporter
baby.
Guy.
No.
No, he's too squirrely.
Yeah, we need some guy who's really bad. You know?
Hey, we could always go back to Mickey Rourke now.
No.
I mean, he did do that movie,
Robert Zadar.
Robert Zadar.
Robert Zadar needs to play the bad guy, you know.
Yeah.
Robert Zadar needs to be, like, the bad guy that poured acid on himself or something.
I'm not getting that reference.
No, it's not a reference. I'm just saying he's so incredibly ugly now that it looks like he had acid poured
Bill, on him. That's horrible. Why did you say that about Robert Zadar?
Where do you keep your nuts?
We will have a problem.
Okay, well, place went to a weird spot there. I don't know what to do now. No more slow clap. When in doubt, slow clap. Hell yeah. So, also, if you'd like to listen to the show, yeah. Hi, guys. If you'd like to... listen to me exhale cigarette smoke. But anyway, but I digress, people. Now, next week we're going to talk about 24 and whatever other shows premiere. I saw that Scrubs premiered on ABC this week. Who knew? Everything's coming on like the third week of January. It's like, oh shit, I didn't know that came on. But I lost interest in Scrubs a while ago, so I don't know.
Scrubs is depressing. It's like it tries to be funny, and then halfway through the episode, it becomes incredibly depressing.
It does. It's sad and happy. It has funny stuff, but then it has stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, good times. So that's the show, and we'll see you next week. All right?
Yeah. All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Everyone, let's have a ball.
Yeah, let's have a ball.
Everyone.
This dude's gonna kill your ass, man! Don't you know that?
Jason, you have beautiful teeth. And you are beautiful too. I'm totally not a stalker.